Labs across the world are scrambling to develop a vaccine for COVID-19. But just as important is a more immediate treatment. And the treatment the World Health Organization has classified as the most promising is coming out of a lab at the UNC Chapel Hill Gilling School of Global Public Health. Dave DeWitt reports.
It's called remdesivir, and let's be very clear, it's a long way from being available on the open market. But as UNC's Dr. Ralph Barrick explained to MSNBC on Monday, his lab has a 6-year head start developing remdesivir for treating previous coronaviruses.
Really designed to develop drugs against new emerging pathogens, and we focused on coronaviruses, particularly not only the emerging coronaviruses like SARS coronavirus, MERS coronavirus, and SARS-2, but also contemporary human coronaviruses. And this drug works against all of them. And so it's quite impressive, at least in vitro, in animals, and now it's in human testing.
Barrick and his 30-person team partnered with Gilead Sciences 6 years ago to test antiviral drugs to curb emerging viral diseases that were then largely overlooked by big pharmaceutical companies. Fast forward to this spring, and remdesivir has been fast-tracked into COVID-19 clinical trials in China and elsewhere as the pandemic has grown. Dr. Tim Sheehan is a virologist in the Barrick lab. He spoke to UNC Research for a video released Monday and described what could happen next.
If remdesivir is successful in clinical trial, it could be deployed to perhaps treat severe COVID-19 patients in the hospital.
If clinical trials and early treatments are successful, it's still a long time before remdesivir could start being manufactured in large quantities. But Bruce Aylward, an assistant director general with the World Health Organization, laid out the global importance of the work being done in the Barrick Lab. He spoke during a news conference in Beijing in late February.
There's only one drug right now that we think may have real efficacy, and that's remdesivir, as you've heard about.
Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.